tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, and now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Praises sing, love so mighty and so true, marriage my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. And I want to wish each and every one of you a good day and a good weekend. I hope your week has been overflowing with blessings and favor. Have you ever felt as if you've lost your way with God? You can't really put it into words, but something has happened and you just don't feel the same. I think we have all been there before in our walk with God. As believers, we are not exempt from troubles. When we become believers, it does not mean that our human sinful nature won't cause us to backslide from time to time. Sometimes it's such a gradual thing that we don't even know it's happening until one day we have wandered so far off the path that we have a revelation and we think, wow, how did I get here? Perhaps you are experiencing this right now. It's a feeling that feels very much like you're just drying up on the inside, and you don't know when or how it all started, but you know that you must find your way back to God. Today's message is called Stepping Stones. And so before we get started, let's go ahead and bow our head in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, it's such an honor and a privilege for all of us to join together on this day to worship you. Father, we are so thankful that you never change, that you are a constant in our lives, that your love for us doesn't change, that it always remains unconditional, even when we stray away from you and we lose our way back, even when we sin. Still, you never turn your back on any of us or abandon us to our own foolish ways. Your grace and your mercy are new and fresh every day, even though we don't deserve it. Father, thank you for all of the love, the grace, the mercy, and the forgiveness that you offer us each new day. Help keep our minds from straying from you. Keep us focused on you always. And may we never forget the sacrifices that you made in order to bridge all of us back to you, because you love us so much. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel. May the words I speak today come straight from you and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for all joining me in that opening prayer today. And so let's go ahead and get started. As I said earlier, today's message is called Stepping Stones. No matter what we are doing or what we are experiencing, life seems to keep moving. In our spiritual walk with God, we're either moving forward or we're falling back. There is no neutral ground in this matter. Sometimes we don't feel like reading our Bible today. Maybe we don't feel like reading it the next day or the next week or even the next month. But you know, before we know it, this causes us to place God on the back burner. He's no longer our main focus, but instead becomes just merely a passing thought. Oh, someday I'll get back around to reading the Bible, studying these words, praying. I just need a little break. No harm in that, right? The things that we tell ourselves to justify our actions. But before we know it, it can quickly turn into 6 months, and we find ourselves in a seriously backslidden condition. Does any of this sound familiar? Have you, any of you ever found yourselves in such a situation? I've been there before. And I believe if everyone was honest that we would all say we've been there before. Maybe we're there right now. If we're not careful, the enemy can invade our mind and turn it into a raging battlefield of guilt, resentments, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, justifications, and indifference. This is what happens when we don't stay focused on God daily. When we don't spend time reading the Bible and being in fellowship with God. When we stop praying. When we stop seeking God for our daily guidance and strength. The enemy will turn your mind around, and the things that we once cared about and even had convictions over will no longer matter. These things that once bothered us will no longer bother us anymore. We become numb and desensitized to the things that we once believed that were wrong. Friends, when you find yourselves in this situation, feeling these things, sinking into the muck and the mire, you need to find yourselves a stepping stone out of that. Reach out to the Lord. Confess your sins. Ask for His forgiveness. He will come to you and He will pull you back up on solid ground. In 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." With each step you take toward Him, reaching out to Him by prayer and petition, He will be there for you. He will rescue you. In Psalm 37:23 and 24, the Bible tells us, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand." The Bible goes on also to say that no one can serve two masters, for you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and you will despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The message today focuses on those believers who have backslidden in their walk with God. Backsliding refers to going backwards spiritually and morally. When a believer backslides, they fall back into some of their old, less desirable ways before accepting their salvation. This lapse may be a minor, or it might be quite unintentional. Life as a believer can be quite an adventure. You may progress from hiking along to treacherous mountain trails, to braving fierce storms, to battling the enemy, to sailing on the calm waters of your favorite lake. There are ups and downs, hills and valleys, and all sorts of unexpected events. Though you may revisit or go back to these same places that give you joy, you most certainly do not want to go back or spiral backward on your Christian walk with the Lord. Sometimes we fall back through neglect by not praying, by not reading the Bible and keeping our focus on living for God. And obviously, there can be other reasons that vary from one believer to the next. We are not made from cookie-cutter molds, friends, meaning that not one of us is the same, and neither are our experiences. Sometimes a believer backslides by deliberately choosing to indulge in his or her old lifestyle, in old sinful pleasures. This particularly can carry disastrous consequences, my friends. This type of behavior can bring dishonor to the one who laid down his life for us, Jesus Christ. This behavior grieves the Lord. It also can bring a great deal of turmoil into the believer's own life. But this also brings me to the great news for those who have backslidden. God does not condemn any one of us for it. God loves and has much concern for the backslider. He remains steadfast and true even when we don't. Every one of us are God's children, and He loves every single one of us equally, no matter what we have done. Not one sin is greater than the next, or lesser than the next. Like the story of the prodigal son found in Luke 15:11-32, a wayward son who squanders his inheritance but returns home to find that his father forgives him. The Lord calls his wayward child back to himself through the work of the Holy Spirit. And like the prodigal son, know that our Heavenly Father truly does care about you, and He wants you to return. When the Lord hears you back, or the Lord will take you back with loving arms, you will not be discarded or denied or forsaken. In James 4:8, the Bible tells us, draw nearer to God and He will draw nearer to you. Friends, please don't let anything hold you back from God. Don't let anything hold you back from His great forgiveness, His grace, and His mercy. It just isn't worth it for the small amount of humanly pleasures that you might obtain from somewhere else, doing something else that's, you know, perhaps against God's wishes. Don't let the pleasures of sin deceive you, because in time it will cause you pain. In Romans 6:23, the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, repentance is key. We are called to seek forgiveness for our sins. Repentance means that you acknowledge and that you admit to your wrongdoing, but also as a pledge to do better. Don't try to hide your sins, because none of us can deceive God. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And in fact, He knew we were going to do whatever sin before we did it. In Proverbs 28:13, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Praise God. Praise God for that. Friends, the Lord's mercies are new every morning. But not one of us should assume that we have a tomorrow. No one knows the hour or the day that God will call us home, because only He knows that. Start praying now. Don't waste any more precious time. Do whatever it takes to make things right with whomever you may have harmed. Do what you have to repair any damage that you may have caused in another person's life. Seek healing and reconciliation of broken relationships, even your broken relationship with God. Learn from these past mistakes and determine yourself that you will not repeat them in the future. Ask the Lord for wisdom and how to live faithfully as an overcomer of your struggles. Then there is another side of the story too. What if you know of someone who has backslidden? Perhaps a friend or a very close loved one. Then what? It can be very disappointing and even heartbreaking to witness someone you love begin to struggle and backslide. But just as God doesn't give up on them, we can't give up on them either. God does not give up on us. And so we cannot give up on others. Pray about it. Ask God if there is something that you should be doing, something that you should be saying, and how you should say it, if that is what God wants you to do. It's a very delicate situation when it's someone who is especially close to you. Saying the wrong thing is a big concern. Always keeping a loving and humble attitude. That's one of the most important things that we need to be reminded of, is to always keep a loving and humble attitude. You don't want to push that person farther away. We need to have a merciful attitude. Show people some grace, as God shows us grace and mercy every day. In Galatians 6:1, the Bible tells us, "Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted." There may have been a time when tough love is administered by making sure that you're being led by the Lord, though. You always want to be led by the Lord. We don't want to react on our own emotions, our own understanding, like hurt or frustration or anger. Those things are not of God, and that's not how God wants us to handle these things. Friends, we have to pay close attention to matters of the heart. The believer's life is about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Stay close to the Lord throughout each day. Keep your heart and your mind guarded up and upon the kingdom of God. We are reminded of this in Proverbs 4:23. "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Beware of the enemy's deception and run from it as quickly as possible. Flee from anything that causes you temptation. In 2 Timothy 2:22, "Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, encourage you. Let the Holy Spirit fill you and empower you as you go through your day." Friends, I can't emphasize enough. If you have backslidden, or you know someone who has, it has to be taken seriously. But it also has to be dealt with in love, in grace, mercy, forgiveness, humility. Be about God's business in the way that He would handle such things. You can't let another moment go by. You have to find your way back to God, and you have a responsibility to help others find their way back to God too. If you don't know how, pray. Pray, pray, pray. God will give you the answer, and He will equip you to do the right thing. It's quite literally a life or death situation. Friends, in Proverbs 21:16, "A man who strays from the path of understanding comes to rest in the company of the dead." You better take that serious. This verse is very clear. It leaves no room for misunderstanding. If we really care about restoring ourselves or helping to restore others who have become wayward of God's righteous path, then we must understand how high those stakes are. There comes a point in a backslider's life where they are in grave danger regarding their eternal life with the Lord. There are many verses in the Bible that talks about this, but let me share just a few of them with you right now. In John 15:1-10, "I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and he prunes every branch that does not bear fruit. If you have been made clean already by the teaching I have given you, remain united in me, and I will remain united in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Those who do not remain in me are thrown out like a branch and dry up. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, where they are burned. Friends, that is pretty clear, for sure. In this verse, though it sounds quite harsh, is another verse in the Bible that talks about the dangers regarding our eternity if we backslide too far. 2 Peter 20 through 22. If people have escaped from the corrupting forces of the world through their knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then are again caught and conquered by them, such people are in worse condition at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been much better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than to know it and then turn away from the sacred command that was given them. What happened to them shows that the Proverbs are true. A dog goes back to what it has vomited, and a pig that has been washed goes back to roll in the mud. As I read that verse, I inwardly cringed. For someone who has backslidden, I'm sure that physically hurts to hear that verse. I'm going to stop right here for a moment and let all of you think on that while I play these next two songs.
At the drop of a hat, God might turn his back and move on. A lot of us feel like we blew it, thinking that we're just too far gone. But I want you to know there's still hope for you. Get clean. So come as you are, run to the cross and be free. Oh, be free. No matter what you've done, you can erase his love. Nothing can change it. You're not separated. No matter where you run, he's always there.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on The Hope Show. It's wonderful to be reunited with each of you on Saturdays as we worship the Lord and we share fellowship together. If you are just tuning in, today's message is called Stepping Stones. All along your life journey with the Lord, there will be stepping stones that will take you to newer and greater heights in life. But if you don't keep moving forward, you might find yourself spiraling backward and not reaching those very important stepping stones in your life. God has a plan for each of our lives. He means for us to prosper and live long and abundant lives. But we can't do this if we lose our focus on God and His righteous path. Before the break, we were talking about if we really care about restoring ourselves, then we have to know the Lord. And we have to let Him be a part of our lives. And we have to pray. And we have to read the Bible. And spend time with Him. We have to get to know Him inside and out. And we have to live by His example. We were talking about restoring ourselves or helping others to be restored. To find themselves, if they find themselves wayward, to find themselves, back to God's righteous path. I don't know if any of us realize just how high the stakes are. Some of us do. But for some of us, I wonder. There comes a point in a backslider's life where they're in grave danger regarding their eternal life with the Lord. There are many reasons why people backslide. I have found myself there in the past. For me, it was the reasons that I mentioned earlier. I read less and less of the Bible. I wasn't as prayer as much as I should have been. Simply put, I neglected my relationship with the Lord. I justified my reason for neglecting my relationship by telling myself that it was only a day here or there, that I would read and pray tomorrow. But then when tomorrow came, it was going to be the next day, or the next day. I went through a time as a baby Christian when I still wanted to have fun in my sinful pleasures from my past. I knew it was wrong, but again, I would justify it by saying it's only one time. It's not like I do this every day. But that's the wrong mindset. It doesn't matter. It's all sin. And it leaves you wide open for the devil to just waltz right into your heart and your mind. That's all it takes. That's all the invitation that the devil needs to enter into your life. It seems harmless enough at the time, but how easily we are fooled and can find justification for any decision that we make. Friends, we have to be on high alert all the time. We have to be on guard, and we have to be armored up with God's Word at all times. And we better be praying without ceasing. Satan, he's like a roaring lion. He seeks to devour those who aren't on guard, who aren't paying attention. Some other reasons that might send you backsliding are a lack of sufficient grounding in your faith, listening to the wrong music or watching the wrong movies, things that are of the world and not of spiritual content or uplifting and encouraging to your soul. Those are just a few more reasons. For each of you, your situation, your life experiences, they are uniquely yours. Some of you may have become so distant from God that perhaps you've done some things that make you question whether God will take you back. Perhaps right now, as you're listening to this message, you feel as if you're at the end of your rope. Perhaps you feel alone. Feel as if you have nowhere else to go and no one else to turn to. If you have backslidden from God, you know that the way you were or are following is not the way, or if you have backslidden from God, then you know that the way you're behaving right now isn't the way back to God. Maybe you've made some serious mistakes and messes in your life. Is God tugging at your heart today to turn over the reins of your lives back over to Him? Maybe you think that you've blown it so bad that God will never give you another chance. And for those of you that may feel that way, here's what I say. The devil is in your head, feeding you a bunch of lies, telling you that you are worthless, that you'll never be good enough, that God won't take you back, that you've made too much of a mess and you've done too many awful things. Friends, the devil will tell you how foolish you will look going back to God with your tail between your legs. The devil will tell you that God doesn't love you anymore, that it's no use. The devil will tell you that you're not strong enough. The devil will feed off of your fears, your anxieties, and your insecurities. The devil doesn't want you to go back to God. Friends, we are human. We are flawed. We are sinners. It does not matter if you have made a shambles out of your life. It does not matter if you are flat broke or have failed relationships. Some of you may be in the deepest pit of depression right now, feeling despair and feeling hopelessness. God seems so far away and distant. To any of you out there feeling this way right now, I am here to tell you that no matter how far you have backslid from God, no matter what sins you may have committed, no matter how old you are or how bad your situation is right now, God will take you back if you confess your sins, if you ask His forgiveness, if you get back into that strong relationship with Him, if you study His Word, pray, get back on the righteous path. Friends, our Heavenly Father is a God of miracles, but He is also the God of second chances. God loves to take us back when we have backslidden. The angels rejoice when we return home to our Heavenly Father. God wants to build us back up, fully restore us again, and put us back on the path of His perfect will for our lives. It's never, never too late to start again. I want to share these three powerful things with you that will prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that God will take us all back if we will only reach out to Him and fully commit our lives back to Him. Friends, every morning when we wake up to a brand new, fresh day. If we will only humble ourselves before the Lord, confess our known sins, fully surrender our entire life back over to Him for His direction and be willing to work with the Holy Spirit to start to clean up our lives, things will start to turn around in our lives again. God is full of grace and mercy. Friends, if God created our entire world in 6 days, He will have no problem whatsoever in being able to clean up our lives and give us a brand new fresh start. The Bible tells us that nothing is impossible for God. And if that were not true, it wouldn't be in the Bible. All that you have done, or all that you have to do, is believe that God can clean up your life, no matter how hopeless it may look to you. Just reach out to Him and ask Him to take you back right here and right now. Just as you are at this very moment. If you do this, you will be taking that first step up onto the stepping stones. God will then take you into the palm of His hand and start to bring you up and out of your broken and defeated life. He will give you a brand new life in Him. It does not matter the sins you have committed. If you ask God for His forgiveness, He is more than able to fully forgive you and restore you. You are not a lost cause. Though your situation may look bleak right now, with God, you can overcome anything. The blood of Jesus can cover every single sin that you have ever committed against the Lord. In Psalm 103, the Bible tells us, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with the love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse you, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul." Friends, this is powerful. No matter how bad or how extreme your sins have been, God can still fully forgive you. And in fact, so great is His love for those who fear Him. He casts our sins as far as the east from the west, so far that He removed our transgressions from us, and it is forgotten. God never brings it up again. It's finished. Friends, God loves you so very much. In Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And in Isaiah 1:18, come now, and let us all reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Friends, all of these verses mean exactly what they say. For example, his throne is a throne of grace and mercy. The word grace in this verse means the unmerited mercy and favor of God. And in other words, God will have mercy on you. He will take you back and forgive you of all of your sins if you will just make the effort to come back to him with a humble and repentant heart. Friends, none of us deserve this kind of unconditional love. We can't earn it. But that is how amazing. That is what a mighty and powerful God we serve. Can you name any human friend or other loved one that you can love like that and that loves you back like that? Can do all these things for you, meeting every need you have so perfectly? No, because it's not possible. The great I Am is the one who can do these things for us. In another verse, Jesus calls out to those who are heavy laden. Many of you who are in this backslidden state are now under a very heavy yoke or of bondage that you don't know what to do. It's a miserable feeling. Jesus offers the way out, though. He is telling you in that verse that you can find real rest and peace if you come back to him. Right now, as you are, in your broken state, and fully submit yourself back to him and confess your sins to him. He even goes so far to use such words regarding your sin as blotted out. He will not remember your sins. That your sheets will be white as snow, and that your sins will be removed from him as far as the east to the west. Friends, the Bible tells us that we are now new creations in Jesus, that all the old things have passed away. If you have backslidden in your walk with God, you can have it all back again. You can have your first love, Jesus Christ, again. He will come back to you if you will do your part and reach out to him. Jesus standing right here today, right now, right where you're at, in the place that you are right now, waiting for you to say the words that he can help restore you and that you can start all over again. If you're feeling a tug in your heart, don't ignore it. If God is telling you to step out and recommit yourself to him, I ask that you bow your head in prayer and say this with me, this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I want to recommit myself to you. I am inviting you to come back into my heart and my life. I trust you, and I want to follow you as my Lord and Savior. Take control back over my life. Make me the kind of person that you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who prayed this prayer today with me, this is your second chance. a new beginning. Get back into God's Word. Meditate on it daily. Be in prayer and watch what God is doing, what God is going to do with your life. Praise God. And for all of you out there in the listening audience, let's bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we try hard not to stumble in our walk of faith, but you know the temptations that we face every day. The devil works hard to attempt to lead us astray from you. Sometimes the temptation seems too strong to resist. We need your help in this battle, lest we find ourselves backsliding away from you. We cannot walk alone without you. We need you. Our flesh is weak. Father, help us. Fill each and every one of us with the power of your Holy Spirit to give us the strength to resist temptation. Your word promises that we will not be tempted beyond what we can bear. We ask for your strength to stand up against the temptation each and every time that we are faced with it. Help us to stay spiritually awake and suited up with your armor every day so that the temptation will not catch us off guard. Help us to stay spiritually well fed. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, if any of you prayed the first prayer with me, it's a brand new day for you. It's the first day, a second chance of getting your life back, getting your relationship right with God again and back on track. Don't waste your second chance. It may all seem new again. It may feel a little scary at first, but with God, all things are possible for those that believe in Him. God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, same time, same place. May God keep you and protect you and your families. Stay safe and healthy, my friends.
Of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
Lord Jesus, come. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come.